Setting the bar time, Kelly, this is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, try to set the bar for your day very low. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your parents' car to Target for some shopping therapy when you're 8...
oh!
Then you're doing okay.
What kind of shopping therapy do you need when you're 8?
Listen, we all need shopping therapy. I think we can all agree, right?
So, but what kind of stress are you under when you're 8?
Are we really blaming it on the kid?
We are a little. I mean, a little. You know, they should know when you're 8, you're not supposed to drive!
So Ring footage showed this 8-year-old got in the family's SUV, drove off. The parents reported her missing after not finding her for about an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Authorities found her about 12 miles away at Target. ABC News 5.
Officers were able to locate the 8-year-old inside of the Target. On a Facebook post from Bedford Police, they said they did let her finish her Frappuccino.
Yes, she got up to the Starbucks. She went to the Starbucks in Target and got herself a Frappuccino.
I can't go shopping without getting my Starbucks.
I mean, she's literally doing probably what she saw her parents do 1,000 times.
Oh my gosh.
Girl admitted during her drive she struck a mailbox. Target employees told News 5 the child walked in with more than $400 and proceeded to walk around the store shopping for items and checking out.
Listen, we don't
know.
I've
got money to spend in here.
Listen, the kid was on an absolute shopping therapy journey. First,
well, after hitting a mailbox, you need more shopping therapy.
I mean, yeah, after hitting a mailbox,
more stress.
Obviously stressed because,
yes,
one, she's a little kid and she's driving. Thankfully, no one was hurt, just the mailbox, right?
Oh, poor mailbox, though.
But this Starbucks was like 12 miles away, so she knew how to get there. She got there.
Dang!
The police were like, we let her finish her Frappuccino.
Hang on, give me a second.
Right. I mean, people are kind of coming down on the employees at the Starbucks there or at Target for allowing her to check out or whatever. But it's like, how many times have you been a parent or whatever and say, hey, go run to the Starbucks and grab me a something something. And you give your kid like a $20 bill and have them run over there, especially if you're in a Target, you know?
Yes.
And I mean, it's probably not uncommon for those workers to see that happen. So they weren't thinking anything of it. But yeah. That is your setting the bar story.
OMG.
Listen, we all need a little shopping therapy from time to time, right?
But when we're 8, we don't take mom and dad's car and drive ourselves there.
We ask mom and dad to take us, right?
Exactly.
And I will say, the $400, we don't know. I mean, obviously she got it from her parents, but Target returned everything that she bought. So she didn't actually end up like spending any of that money.
Great. So then that's more money for mom and dad then to use to repair the mailbox and maybe damage to the car. And maybe, you know, we're grounded for a while.
I mean, the girl, the parents haven't commented yet, but the girl, I mean, you know, look, she's too young to be like charged criminally for this.
Oh, but we're grounded for maybe till we're 16.
But I will say I am proud of her for fessing up. Hey, I think I may have hit a mailbox.
Not sure, but you might want to go back and check that out.
I think I may have hit a mailbox.
Hang on, I need another Frappuccino for that.
I'm 8. I'm not allowed to drive for another 8 years.
Exactly. I feel like I did a pretty good job getting myself here. Right. Where's the credit?
Where are people patting me on the back for getting there for only hitting a mailbox?
Where's the credit? I didn't get in an accident.
Oh, shoot.
I think I obeyed traffic laws for the most part. Not sure.
All right, so this is what I want to know. What wild thing did you do as a kid?
That's a pretty big one.
I know. I love it.
I feel like now all the stories that we're going to share, you're going to share, are going to pale in comparison. And you'll be like, well, at least I didn't steal mom's car at 8 and drive to Target.
Well, I do have a stolen car story.
Okay.
It involves my past.
I stand corrected.
Oh, gosh, and I just remembered another one. Okay. All right.
Listen,
hang on.
How long is this show? How many do you have?
Kelly, it's our show. We can take as long as we need.
Great.
Anyways. I got some good ones coming up, all right? But would love to hear yours, too. 502-795-1997. Those are next.